She's hurt. Is in trouble. She's hurt. Hey, oh, Holly looking to finish. Holly Holm is the new UFC bantamweight champion.
In this week's video, it's going to be a little bit different. I'm going to tell you why I quit my kickboxing fight. It's a bit personal, so I didn't bother scripting it. I'm just going to go off the cuff and tell you how you can use it to help you. So I've always been the kind of person to set big ass goals. It's always been, what crazy shit can I do next and push myself to do? I did hypnobirthing with the kids. And then after that, I went, wow, if I can do that, what else can I do? So I did a half marathon when I hate running. After that, well, what else can I do? And I'm always stretching myself to the next goal. Now, my entire life, I've been about, I can do this on my own. Set those huge goals, push, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. And it's been a very masculine way of being, but it's got shit done and it's got me to where I want to go. But it's always been struggle, like it's always felt so hard and it's so forced. And I've worked my ass off to get to that point. So in deciding that I'm gonna do my first kickboxing fight, I'd done kickboxing on and off since I was in England when I was 21. And I wanted to finally get in the ring because every time I've gone to do it, something's come up, got pregnant, something else has happened. So it was really important to me because I had more of an opportunity and more time freedom with my business to actually do it. So I set this goal, a 90-day goal. The first fight was possibly 90 days out. I thought, that's totally me, 90-day, go crazy, turn your whole world upside down on its head to achieve this crazy goal. Totally me, totally how I work. But what started happening is, for various reasons, the fight date kept getting pushed out. And so the 90-day usual push myself jodes was starting to go, oh, hang on, I feel the goalposts moving. And what was happening is I was training a crap ton, up to sometimes 8 times a week, 9 times a week, doing something towards my fight. And what that meant was the kids were having to get a babysitter a few nights a week so that I could actually go and train when I had them. So it was really putting my business on hold, getting the kids to understand the importance of this goal. There was a lot of life changes that had to take place, diet, everything. What started happening was as I was getting closer to the fight, the goal had been moved out, but I had a date. I was going to training and my left arm started getting just really numb and floppy and I couldn't actually get my guard up and protect myself. And it was quite painful. And so I was told to go and see an acupuncture guy, and I went to one on the Gold Coast. Now what happened is this guy is not just some normal acupuncture kind of guy. He was a spiritual healer of sorts, and the first thing he did was sat me down, didn't come near me with any needles, and he talked me through what was going on for me mentally. And I was saying, I'm gonna do this fight, and I'm training and I'm eating this and that and I'm taking all these supplements and I'm gonna do this and, you know, I like to stretch myself. And he's saying, what are you doing that for? I wanna see what my body is capable of. I wanna stretch myself beyond what I thought I could do before. And it was push, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. Now he said to me, if you're into this stuff, you'll understand. If it's your left arm, side where your heart is, then your heart, it's doing it because your heart's not in something. And I was starting to get to the point where I was losing interest in the fight for various reasons, because it's kind of takes a lot of time, takes a lot of away from my business, away from my family. I was kind of missing my business because it's the other thing I sink myself into. And so I started thinking about it, and he was talking about the different areas of my life. And I'd always been push, push, hustle, hustle, fight, fight. I've got to be the best mum in the world. I've got to achieve all these crazy goals. I've got to be the best at something. I can't just be okay. I feel like a big failure if I'm not the ultimate at something. Always beating myself up. And when I had this discussion with him and he talked me through asking me some questions that had me bring up some stuff, totally called me on my bullshit, he walked out of the room, went to stick these needles in me, and he was trying to balance out my masculine, feminine flow. Now what had happened is there were various areas of my life where I was starting to actually embrace my feminine side and I really liked it. It was a little more relaxing and it wasn't so push, push, hustle, hustle. So it's like I'd got to a point in my life where my masculine and feminine were fighting each other physically. And when he said to me, if you don't start to embrace your feminine, you keep fighting it with your masculine, then it's gonna cause problems in your woman area. So, which is funny because about nearly 2 years ago, I had some issues and that I had to get sorted out and are still kind of ongoing today. So it had already happened. And so when he put the needles in to balance everything out, I went completely cold down one side of my body, totally down the masculine side, freezing cold. Feminine side, really warm. And when he put the needles in, it was like both the sides were literally fighting each other. I could physically feel it, and it was bizarre. So he went to stick a needle in the middle to circulate it another way, and funnily enough, there was a blemish where the needle was meant to go. He put the needle in, and I instantly felt this warm come over my entire body. It was like everything was flowing and everything was normal. Then he left me alone in the room for 20 minutes, and I just bawled and bawled for 20 minutes, just tears of release. I was sobbing uncontrollably. I felt like something bizarre was happening, like something was lifting off me. And when he came back into the room and said to me, "Have you cried yet? What did you get out of that?" The whole 20 minutes, I just lay there, and I was saying to myself in my head, I feel emotional just saying it, I was just going, there's no need to fight. There's no need to fight. I don't want to fight anymore. I just don't want to fight anymore. And I wasn't talking about the ring. I was talking about, I don't have to be the best mum in the world. I don't have to go and run half marathons. I don't have to get in the ring and have a fight. I don't have to be the best at everything in the world. I don't have to do everything on my own. I can actually let other humans into the big metal safe place that I've hidden myself behind my entire life. And I just felt like a massive weight had lifted off me. Now, part of me felt like I'd lost my identity because I didn't know how to be anything but force, force, hustle, hustle. And that's not to say don't take action, because I will always be an action taker. I'll never be a sit around on my ass and do nothing kind of chick. It just means when you get to a point where you understand that and you let go of all the shit and you let go of the force and you let go of the fight, then flow comes into play. And when flow comes into play and you're taking action, everything just goes better and falls into your lap. But when you're fighting, it's like you're trying to get through a brick wall and you're trying to smash it with your face instead of going, oh, let's just go around this brick wall. It makes everything so much harder. So what I got out of that was, it wasn't losing my identity. He called me on that bullshit too. What it was really about is going back to the core. I was born with all this feminine energy because I was a girl, obviously. And then over the years, as bad stuff happened, I piled up all these protective layers of masculine, protected, no one can get me, I'm good on my own, I can move refrigerators with a piece of cardboard and I can smack nails with my heels. I don't need anybody in my life, not letting anybody in. Here I was, I'd completely mastered my mind and I'd never let anybody into my heart. And that includes everybody except my children. It's the only time in my life, to be honest, Millie was a surprise. And I think one of the best things that ever happened in my life was to break down my walls, was to have kids. And I remember a boyfriend saying to me many years ago, if you were as sweet to me as you are to your cat, it would be a different kind of relationship. So what I want you to get out of this video, it was a huge personal breakthrough for me. And since then, every area of my life has just excelled forward with ease. And I've still been in action, and I'm still about getting shit done. But it's without the stress and the pain and the anger, and things don't trigger me that used to trigger me before. It's about staying centered and calm and just being cool and in flow and not having to force everything. So what I want you to ask yourself is, where in your life are you fighting? Are you fighting to be the best at something? Are you fighting in your business? Are you in fear and panic about something? Maybe it's money, to the point where you're hustle, hustle, push, 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 and where there's a will, there's a wall, and you're smashing your face into that wall hoping something's gonna change. When really what you need to do is step back, take a look at the wall, trust the process, and find another solution. And the other important thing is, let people in, let people help you. There's no need for us to do everything alone, whether that's building your business, moving your house, whatever it is. Get people to help you. There's so many people that just want to help. You can help yourself by being in flow, and then you're going to be able to help other people as well. There's a ripple on effect. Usually at the end of these videos, I give you some form of call to action and go and watch some free training or download a free PDF or something. But instead this time, I want you to just take some time to yourself and just stop and think, what areas of your life are you fighting? What areas of your life can you just step back and let go? And hopefully something out of this story touched you and helps you to move forward or break free in whatever part of your life feels like it's shackling you. In whatever part of your life has you feeling like you're really stuck. So that's my personal story. You can watch more videos over on jodydallas.com. Always gotta share something.